Yeah, well done to Cade Simpson, and thanks to Luke Hodge there and Channel 7. To think when he started his career, fellas, names like Kudafidis and Brett Ratton were still playing. And 18 seasons later, Cade Simpson still playing at a very high level.
Absolutely. Look, he potentially could have gone on too, Tomo. There's no doubt about that. Still playing solid footy and just so respected in the footy world, not only by his teammates, but right across our great game. And it was very respectful tonight. Could hold his head high and went out. Look, it's a shame he probably, you know, wasn't Victoria to play his last game in front of his home fans there. But, you know, 2020, that's what we've served up. You just have to deal with what you've got. And there was a nice crowd here to you know, show their appreciation as well.
Well, he's a player champ, so no one would say a bad word about him, isn't he? He's just been hugely respected, as you say. He's been admired the way he's played the football, his football on the field and the way he's gone about it off it. He's loved by his teammates. Just he's held in the highest regard.
Now, Blackie, a couple of players, three players from the Lions, and also Chris Fagan ran 150 metres to shake someone's hand here on the... Can you tell us who that was?
Yeah, so this is in the pocket here, Ken Papworth, the Lions property steward. And I have to tell you, he started out as more than the property steward. Well, he's done lots of more jobs at the Lions for the last 15 years when I was at the club as well. And he's actually had some heart issues in the last few months, so he's had to step away from the club. But he is... you would not find a more hard-working person in AFL football, I could tell you that. He's an extraordinary man, and he's the heart and soul of the Brisbane Lions in the last dozen years. And he's, as I said, he's had to step away from the serious heart issues he's had. So nice to see a lovely gesture from Chris Fagan to run the end of the field and give him a bit of a have a bit of a chat with him and check in with him.
Well, he'd be happy with his Lions tonight, winning by 17 points on the live ladder. They move to the very top. And if the Power lose to the Magpies on Monday night, as we mentioned, they win their first minor premiership as the Brisbane Lions.
First since
the Roy Boys way back in 1913. More of our Triple M Amy review coming up. Who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky, you're with Amy. Blackie's Triple MVP 3-2-1. The Maccas I'm loving at the moment. I reckon Cade Simpson might sneak in for his last game. We'll talk about the other results that have happened across round 18 as well. The McDonald's, the Lions tonight by 17 points. Triple M, footy.
Good teams like Brisbane don't give up runs of 4 or 5 goals regularly. And when they can fix that up, I mean, they're going to be competing with these teams.
They certainly have the talent. You can see the GPS on the back of Lockie Neal's jumper. Buzzing away.
Yeah, we've heard that a few times this season, especially at the Gabba. Have not lost here at the Gabba, Brisbane. That is an ominous record. Heading into the finals where they will get at least two finals at home. They finished the regular season with 14 wins, 3 losses. Currently top. That'll change if Port beat the Magpies on Monday night. At the moment, they would host the Eagles in a qualifying final. Cats to play tomorrow against the Swannies. So if they win, they, of course, would go up into fourth position, and then it would be a Brisbane Geelong qualifying final. Wouldn't that be an absolute ripper? Brett Thomas, Richard Champion, Simon Black wrapping up this game. And champs, they had to work pretty hard tonight, Brisbane. This wasn't a game where they could take the foot off the pedal and just cruise into the finals.
I think everyone was a little surprised how well Carlton come out and started. I mean, they led by 4 points at quarter time, the Blues, and it wasn't really going to script. Both teams were pretty even, though. It was a big second quarter by the Lions that really, I guess, excelled them and got them to that big league at halftime. And then the Blues just couldn't keep that up. The rain came and made it harder for both teams to handle. And the Lions probably handled it a little bit better at the end of the day. But no, the Blues, to their credit, they fought really hard. You wouldn't have thought they'd been so... Well, there was so much separation between them on the ladder. But well done to them. But the Lions, they just keep winning. And, you know, they've only had the 3 losses for the year. And, you know, they still got a lot of improvement, I think. Steph Martin just looked like he would be better off for the run. He sort of got under the footy, just found it hard to read the conditions tonight. So he'll be better off for that. Is there anyone else to come back? I was just thinking while the game was going on.
Harris Andrews, potentially.
He won't be back.
At all, you don't reckon? No. It was originally 6 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I strongly doubt. I don't think Harris will get back. Unfortunately, I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I reckon that's pretty much the side that they might sort of keep rolling on with. I don't think there's anyone to come back, Blackie. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, Ainsworth, it's a tricky one for the Lions. Ainsworth or Stasovic is, I guess, one they've got to consider down back. Ainsworth's a great little defender.
Jared Berry?
Of course, Jared Berry. So that's obviously an automatic conclusion. But, they've got a couple of sore guys. I mean, Jarlath Cameron looks like he's limping a little bit out there. They're going to get the week off, which is going to do them a world of good. But, they're going to go in reasonably healthy. They'll get Berry back. But Harris Andrews is the big loss. I mean, we can't, understate how big a loss he is. But the three players that come in tonight, Steph Martin, as you say, massive inclusion. Great to get a run under his belt. Lincoln McCarthy was very good, particularly early in the game, and also Stasovic was fantastic trying to cement a spot for himself. So the three of them, great to get the runs under their belt tonight.
All right, you've got your 3, 2, and 1. Choice Hotels around the grounds. Book direct, choicehotels.com. Hotels across the country for the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms do apply. Earlier today, the Demons over the Bombers by 19 points. The Bombers threatened to overrun them, but they just kicked clear at the end. Bailey Fritsch was really important in that game for the Ds. Currently in 8th, the Dogs have to beat the Dockers tomorrow, Sunday night footy, to go ahead of them. And it was the Tigers now locked into 3rd place on the ladder, defeating the Crows by 44 points. Blackie, your Triple MVP award. You're 3, 2, and 1. I reckon a couple of halfback flankers might feature in these votes.
How'd you know, mate? Well, yeah, first one's Archie. He was superb tonight at halfback. Absolutely fantastic. Callum Archie had 13 disposals, had 10 marks. 6 of those were intercept marks, and 11 of his 13 touches were intercept possessions. So he had a real influence to stop a lot of Carlton's forward forays. He was superb. So he gets the one vote. In some ways, unlucky not to get more than that. But the two votes tonight was a bloke who has been superb all year, the red-hot Brownlow medal favourite, and that's Lachie Neale. 29 touches he finished with again tonight. 16 of those contested, 5 clearances and a massive 627 metres gain. So he was fighting it out with the other bloke up down back for the Lions for the 3 votes, and that was Daniel Rich, who probably had his best game for the year. 22 touches, 10 contested possession, 44 metres gained, and kicking 2 crucial goals. So that was probably the difference why he got the 3 votes in tonight, Richie. And great to see him in great form for the start of the final series coming up.
Yeah, and especially in wet conditions, similar against the Swans last week, his clean disposal really stands out on nights like tonight.
Absolutely, and as we've mentioned throughout the call, he's penetrating, he's getting the ball forward, he's not going sideways, which he may have done a little bit more in the past, but tonight he went at 86% disposal efficiency, which is superb off half-back, and he just sets up their attacking foray so well from back there, and he's a critical player for them in this final series.
Well, he had a great game, Blackie, no doubt about that, and a guy who had a great career might just feature in the Macca's Today I'm Loving It moment. So let's have a look and see what it is. So today's I'm Loving It moment happened at the 3rd minute mark in the 3rd quarter, and here's how we called it on Triple M Footy.
As Zorko driving ball from the back pocket. Wow. Up towards a big contest, a big pack of players there. Cripps out towards Simpson. Felt the contact from McStay. He'll get it back, Cade Simpson.
Kick
inside the 450. Kick the goal, Simo.
Yes.
And he's nailed it. Well done, Cade Simpson.
Your beauty.
342nd and final game. Hadn't kicked a goal this season, but he's nailed that one.
And look at his teammates get around him, Tomo.
Every single player, every single Blues player on the field comes up to Cade Simpson, drifting forward. He's nailed the goal.
That was a nice moment.
How good was that?
That
was superb.
Couldn't script it better. Well, you could if they got the win. Unfortunately, not tonight. But 139 goals he kicked in his career. I know he started as a small forward, but that's actually quite a lot of goals for a guy who spent most of his career across half back, Blackie.
Oh, and just that beautiful left foot of him. I mean, that's what will go down in my, etched in my memory, champs. When he had shots on goal, he was very accurate, and he didn't miss the ball. That critical kick inside forward 50 was superb, and just a wonderful player.
There's not many players who wear long sleeve these days, and Darryl White, one of our teammates, Whitey wore a long sleeve. Yeah. I know it's just a personal choice, but how do you kick off with that? I don't know.
I don't know.
What's the reason behind it? It'd be nice to ask the question.
Maybe trying to hide, those two boys hide their lack of muscles.
Well, they both were very wiry players, weren't they? They didn't really have have the guns out. So maybe that was, but I don't know. Did you ever wear a long sleeve in your career?
I think I might have done once in my second year. And Lee Matthew said, mate, get that thing off.
Did he? I did it once as well. Played down at Geelong. It was like minus 15 degrees and it was hailing and ridiculous. And I thought, you know what? I'm wearing a longie today.
What about the hail game at Waverley Park, the Paul Pios game against the Saints? Did you wear long sleeves that day?
No, I didn't.
You couldn't even see the players. That must have been the hardest game in the world for the commentators to call that at Waverley Park.
Yeah, difficult conditions you play in, and that was one of the worst. But, yeah, it's interesting. But you just recognise him as that, don't you?
You
wearing
do.
Long sleeves.
Yeah.
How are the Lions placed going into this finals campaign? We know the way that they exited last year. They're currently top, so they could play the Tigers, who are their bogey team. And Blackie, you were saying earlier at halftime that they actually would want to face them to get that monkey off their back.
Oh, I think so, Tom. I mean, it comes a point in time. You can't shirk from the issue. And they've owned the Brisbane Lions for the last 15 games, you know, they've played. So it's a... You've got to embrace it. You've got to embrace the challenge. You've got to realise the opportunity from the pressure that's built on them. And, you know, they've got to take their shots. The last two times they've played Richmond, they've had their opportunities getting the ball inside forward 50, and they keep spraying their, you know, their shots on goal. So that they're getting another prospect, looks like. Another might not have Richmond, but more than likely. But they might get another crack here at home. And, you know, they've got to accept the pressure of the occasion, and they've had a couple of big finals last year, got a bit of experience there, and I think they've developed as a side a little bit this year. They haven't enormously improved as a group, and I don't think the Lions, but it's going to be a big final series for Eric Hipwood and a big final series for Dan McStay. For the key forwards, you need presence, you need goal scoring power from those two. But as we know with Richmond boys, they defend so incredibly well, and they are so good on the rebound once they turn the ball up in their back half.
Yeah, they went out straight sets at the Gabba here last year, didn't they? Richmond and then GWS. No GWS this year. They went from grand finalists to not playing finals. But every opposition is different. But I reckon they would have... You're right. Their game plan and their actual talent hasn't improved much on last year, but they've just got that experience now. So that will stand them in good stead. But... Yeah, they've got a couple of teams above them who are very handy, and they'll need to be at their very best every final they play to make it through to the big dance this year.
All right, big day on Triple M footy tomorrow. Hawks and Suns, not much at stake there, obviously. Then it really heats up. Swans against the Cats. Could they replace the Eagles in the top four? And then the Bulldogs, they've already won a flag from outside the top four before. They have to get in the top eight, though. They'll replace the Demons if they beat the Dockers tomorrow. Tonight, it was the Lions by 17 points. Great job tonight,
thanks,
champs.
Pomo.
And Blackie, as always.
Good on you, boys.
The three votes for S Black tonight. That final score, it was Brisbane 11-12-78. Carlton and Kate Simpson's final game. Congratulations to the humble warrior from the Carlton Footy Club. They finished 10-1-61 for the final time for McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. He's nailed it!